And one note about our worship this morning, we are following the format found in the green hymnal. And so at certain points in the service, you'll notice the page number. The words will be up projected in front of you, but it's very helpful to have the hymnal because it'll have the words that you can sing the responses to. You'll see the page number in your bulletin. We begin by calling on God. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. In today's epistle, John writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. Yet we do not live our lives as if we are the children of God. Father in heaven, forgive us for not always living in ways that honor your name, which we bear as your baptized children. You lavishly love us, but we have not shown love for you or for our neighbor. Because we are by nature sinful and unclean, we set our minds only on the things of this world and not on the world to come. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen." Beloved, we are God's children right now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But what we know, that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we pray the Kyrie. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Be
victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Oh, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the hearing of God's word.